George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Cardinal Stage Company presents Souvenir by Stephen Temperley. It's an account of the person we just heard, Florence Foster Jenkins, and her recordings, her singing. It features Susan Swaney playing the inimitable Florence Foster Jenkins, and Ray Fellman playing the equally inimitable Cosme McMoon. Thank you so much for coming in.
Our pleasure. Oh,
thanks for having us.
Susan, I was wincing a little bit at the recording, and you very thoughtfully reminded me that Florence Foster Jenkins was attempting really a tour de force piece at the age of 74, and perhaps we should cut her a little slack.
I think we should. I mean, anyone who tries to sing the Queen of the Night aria in public in Carnegie Hall at 74 years of age has my respect.
And, Ray, what kind of respect should that be?
Oh, gosh. Well, for her sheer force of nature in order to get it out of her body.
We really should say something about that. Now, we've heard a little bit of the recording, and there are other examples on this wonderful collection that's called The Glory of the Human Voice. Souvenir is the title of the piece, and Florence Foster Jenkins apparently thought these were souvenirs of her art. And I'm curious about how this was worked up into a show by Stephen Temperley. How does the thing work? The two of you are on stage?
Yes, it's a play, so it explores the relationship between Florence and her pianist, Cosme.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the arc of the show, is the developing relationship between these two people.
And it's sort of told from Cosme's perspective. We start the show 20 years after Florence Foster Jenkins' death. And then he's talking to the audience and he has these flashbacks and he starts to talk about his relationship with her. And so it's a really nicely put together little piece.
Susan, does this involve your endeavoring to sing some of these in Florence's inimitable manner?
Absolutely, yes. I've sung a lot of microtonal music in my singing career on purpose, and so, you know, it's not that hard for me.
And, of course, it's a challenge to follow it as a pianist.
Wow. Because not only did she have pitch problems, but she had rhythmic liberties as well as an artiste.
Yes. It's really fun to sort of lead Ray on a merry chase through any of these various arias.
As you're working with these, are you pretty close to what Florence Foster Jenkins was doing, or are you actually improvising a little bit here?
The play is called A Fantasia on the Life of Florence Foster Jenkins. They're not making me look 74. And we're heightening some things for the audience.
Yeah, heightening. That's
heightening.
A good word.
Ray, one of the questions that people always had was about Cosme McMoon. I gather that in concerts, he was the impeccable gentleman, the tales, the demeanor of the classical artist. And he's written himself a little bit about these experiences, but he kind of kept it pretty close to the vest.
Yes. He did, in a funny way, have a kind of respect for her in the end. You know, they met at a time when he was a, sort of a struggling artist in New York, and he found a certain comfort, I think, in performing with her and trying to protect her from those really opinionated, evil audience members that might have really hurt her.
One of the pleasures in my life in Bloomington was actually talking to an older woman who'd been to a Florence Foster Jenkins concert. She talked about the fact that the stage had been decorated with potted plants, that Florence had changed her gown several times during the presentation. Are we to expect the potted plants, the gown changes?
I don't know about the potted plants, but Alexandra Morfitt has designed a whole lot of costumes for me. Ray wears a tux all the way through the show, but I have 18 different costumes, and they're fantastic, clever costumes.
A little bit like a Cher concert, really.
We've been talking with Susan Swaney and Ray Fellman. They portray characters in Souvenir, Florence Foster Jenkins, and her able accompanist, Cosme McMoon. The Cardinal Stage Company's production takes place in the Waldron Auditorium, October 29th through November 14th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.